This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Digital Galleria, Midtown Tire, The Next Chapter, Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa, Boats Home Furnishings, Don's Heating and Cooling, and Central Cellular. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Central College, Knoxville Raceway, Dr. Kurt Vanderplu, Pella Rollscreen Foundation, Marion County Bank, and the Pleasantville Clinic and E.J. McKeever Clinic in Melcher, Dallas. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How is the Marion County Sheriff's Office organized? How many employees does it have? And what's its budget? What factors contribute to the day-to-day success of the office? In the second part of a 10-part series on public safety, let's go in-depth with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt. So, Jason, about how many employees does the Sheriff's Office have?
We have about 45. Yep, it's broken out into the four different sections. We have the road deputies, we have the jail staff, we have dispatch, and then we also have three gals up in civil.
45, that's a pretty big operation.
Yeah, it is. It's a, it's a team, definitely environment. The road deputies a lot of times are out on the road taking care of things, and when they come back, it's a lot of times there's a very smooth transition. I mean, actually, it even starts with dispatch. Once dispatch gets the calls, they give it to the road deputies. The road deputies go and respond and take care of what they need to take care of, and if there's an arrest made, they come back, and it's just kind of a smooth transition in the jail, and the jail staff knows what they need to do and moves forward.
Okay, and so what's your budget? Approximately?
Just over $3 million.
$3 million.
Yeah.
All right. And so how many people might be in cells right now as we speak?
Well, usually our average, I mean, the count fluctuates. It goes up and down. Here in December, the counts were down maybe 15 to 20. Usually we're averaging 30 to 35 inmates. Somewhere in there every now and then we'll get up into the 40s. But usually that 30 inmate mark is about where we're at for an average.
And my understanding is that at times you house inmates from other counties, is that right?
That's correct. We house inmates for Warren County and if there's other counties that need our assistance, we'll help. But our primary county that we help out the most is Warren County.
And they don't have a big enough jail?
Correct. Yep. And it's kind of ironic or whatever that sometimes, obviously, we have our jail staff that are here, and if you're the sheriff of Warren County and you have to move inmates, they're not giving us their most model prisoners. I mean, all the time. Sometimes we get the prisoners that they sometimes have difficulties with.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the Verduft Agency, Marion County Fair Association, Pella Regional Health Center, Griffin Nursing and Rehab Center, Two Rivers Co-op, Pleasantville Schools and Trojan Fitness Center, and the Good Samaritan Society in Indianola. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pleasantville State Bank, The Sign Spot, Creative Landscaping, DMB Supply, the Knoxville Recreation Center, and Hubes Garage.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt. Well, there's been some changes, too. There's been some retirements of some deputies that have been around for quite a while, and then some new hires, right?
Yes, definitely. Charlie Puyer retired here earlier in the year. We had one of our other deputies went on to pursue another career, or a couple of them actually did. But we've got some brand new hires. Gabby Johnson is a female deputy that we hired that finished the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy in December. She's on field training now. We have Jeremy Pettyjohn, who's a deputy that actually was the Monroe City Police Chief. We have Reed Kias, who was a deputy up in Allen-McKee County. And we have Brian Llewellyn, who was a deputy over in Warren County.
So is that an expansion of the deputies, or it seems like you're growing deputies, right?
Just one.
Yep.
There's the rest of them are just backfilling positions. Actually, a year ago, the Board of Supervisors approved for an additional deputy to be hired on, and so we hired the one additional one.
And so how many deputies might be on the road at any given time?
My goal as the sheriff, there was times that sometimes we only had one deputy on. My goal as a sheriff is to always try to have two. Multiple reasons, just the officer safety side of it. And also, I mean, for the public safety side of it. If there's a deputy down in Bussey and there's a call up at around Pleasantville or something, it takes a long time to get up there. My goal is I want to shorten that response time, whether it be to an incident where someone needs a deputy on a domestic situation, or even what a lot of times people don't think about is car accidents. Our deputies a lot of times are the first ones on the scene to be able to provide first aid, even before the ambulance crews or fire departments get there. So if I can shorten that distance and possibly save lives, that's my goal.
Well, and then oftentimes you're on the road and Chief Deputy Troy Fisher is out there. So, I mean, a lot of times, especially when there's something serious, 24/7, you guys just boom. You're out there too, aren't you?
Yeah, it's definitely a lifestyle. I mean, when you get into law enforcement, a lot of people talk about what career they have, and for law enforcement, it is more of a lifestyle. I mean, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, I have my cell phone, and for calls, I mean, unless I'm out of state or something on vacation, I'm available. And you know, as a small office, we all do try to work together. So if it's something where if Troy or I can come out and help the deputies, I'm more than willing to do that.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by the George Daly Auditorium, Walmart in Pella, Vermeer Corporation, McGriff's of New Sharon, Pleasantville Auto, Golf Cars of Iowa, and the Knoxville Police Department and Fire and Rescue. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Cascade Manufacturing of Pleasantville, LDJ Manufacturing, Iowa State Savings Bank, Vanderwilt Construction, and Sundance Realty. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt.
And jail staff, how big is the jail staff?
15.
15.
Yep, we have 11 full-time and 4 part-time.
And you've got a really nice setup, too, don't you? And there's, you know, it seems that there's always, I don't know, at least a couple jailers up, you know, watching, making sure things are going okay in the jail, right?
Definitely. It's a big operation. When you think about the care of, I mean, 30 individuals back in there, whether it be the meals and the safety side of things or what, we definitely want to make sure, I mean, it's not a Holiday Inn or whatever, but we want to make sure that the inmates are safe and, I mean, taken care of.
Well, and we see you and the deputies out on the road a lot, but there's the people back here that people don't see and probably don't think about as much, the jailers, the dispatchers, the people that work in the civil department, that they're just as important in a different way, right?
Oh, you bet. That's I cannot stress enough, I mean, the importance of all of our staff. Actually, I had the opportunity to speak to Rotary the other day, and I talked about that. I mean, that it's, you know, I'm the sheriff or whatever, and sometimes seen as the face of the Marion County Sheriff's Office, but without all the other folks that are there, they're the true, I mean, worker bees of the hive type, you may say, that without them, I mean, we wouldn't be able to function. They do a fabulous job.
And then I also see that oftentimes, especially at big events, the sheriff's reserves. coming out?
Yes, definitely. It was my goal as a sheriff. We kind of got down on reserve numbers there, and it was my goal to increase that. And we've actually over doubled the number of reserves we have. And so we're up to about 18 reserves now that do a fabulous job. I mean, whether it be the Knoxville races or if we have search and rescue operations or, I mean, multiple different things that they do, help at football games, and a great group. I mean, they're fabulous to work with, and it's something that it supports our office even more.
So what's the relationship with the chief deputy for the sheriff? And I guess it probably depends upon the sheriff and then the lieutenants. How does that all work?
Well, a lot of times, I mean, the chief deputy and myself are a lot of more times the administrative side of it. With the lieutenants, my goal was to have, like I talked about, at least two deputies on at all times. Well, what we do is at the Marion County Sheriff's Office, we have the two lieutenants that work 12-hour shifts, but they're on opposite days. So from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., in which we're probably going to move to 9 p.m. to 9 a.m., for those 12 hours, we have an additional supervisor on. So if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and a deputy needs a question answered right away or some direction from supervision, they can call that lieutenant. Obviously, they still are more than welcome to call Troy or myself, but a lot of times that lieutenant can answer those questions. And we're also, I mean, another resource for that lieutenant. But that's kind of the structure. They're more of the hands-on overnight side of it, where Troy and I take more of the day administrative tasks.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on public safety is brought to you in part by Marion County Auto Body, Mercy One, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Capstone Behavioral Health, Raymaker Screen Printing, Pizza Hut of Knoxville, and Klein's Towing. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening Marion County magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, State Farm Agent Jay Olson, 3M Manufacturing, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Van Haften Racing, and Precision Pulley and Idler. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt.
I hear that your office has some very fine investigators.
Excellent. I am very, very, very pleased with, I mean, all of the staff in our office, but the deputies do a fabulous job. You know, it's my goal for deputies. I mean, in larger metro areas, you may have detectives, you may have the traffic people, you may have people are generally assigned to a certain area. Here at the Marion County Sheriff's Office, we have people that specialize in certain areas, but they're also, I mean, they take all of the job and combine it into one. I feel very comfortable if I have a situation that is very significant. I feel very comfortable sending any of my deputies to it. I mean, whether it be the traffic side of it, whether it be the investigative side of it, they just do a great job.
Do you have the resources that you need to make you effective, do you think?
I think so. I mean, right now, you know, always, any time that you can increase your number of staff or different things, you can specialize like we talked about a little bit more. But right now, I feel we're about right. It's something that on numbers, our group works very well together. They're confident in what they do. It's kind of when you ask that about investigators and how they do. I had depositions the other day, and a defense attorney. I was kind of one of the last ones to come in and talk, and that defense attorney complimented me on the investigative skills of the deputies and their professionalism or whatever, and that's great. As the sheriff, to hear that, I mean, it makes me feel very good that my guys are doing a great job.
Well, and on all aspects of your staff, all the personnel, everybody from civil to the jailers, to the deputies, to the dispatchers, they see and hear and are part of things that are very complex emotionally. And it's for all of them, that's a lot of pressure, isn't it? How do you, all of your staff, deal with the pressure of seeing and hearing things and being a part of things, sometimes right in the middle of things the rest of us are lucky enough to avoid?
Well, I think a lot of times, I mean, you hear in the law enforcement settings or whatever that sometimes they, whether it be a city officer or a deputy, sometimes have a sick sense of humor or whatever. And what I mean by that is we do see some very horrific things. We see things that, I mean, you don't want other people to see, but we also can rely on each other and talk to each other and, I mean, express, I mean, we all have feelings. If it's something that if I have two small children, if I go to a car accident and see two small children involved in that accident or whatever, it's hard not to think of your own children. But you have to realize you have a job to do. And that's what all of our staff here, whether it be in the jail, whether it be dispatch, whether it be deputies, civil, anything, they realize this is my task. This is what I need to do. And they take it to heart. I mean, they truly care about, I mean, what they're doing and the way they're doing it, which makes them even better at it.
What can we as the general public do? Or is there anything that we can do as the general public to help you and your deputies and the rest of your staff be more efficient, do a better job? Anything we can do?
Well, I think the thing with it is you know, in the law enforcement setting, there's a lot of people that are going to even hear this that we will never have contact with. That, I mean, go on their daily lives or whatever, that, I mean, a lot of times people joke around and it's like we deal with 10% of the population 90% of the time or whatever. But that 90% that we may not have the contact with, they can be involved by just, I mean, watching out for each other, for their neighborhood. I mean, if they see a suspicious vehicle, to call in and say, you know what, this doesn't look quite right, or, I mean, to help other people. And, I mean, not hesitate to call our office. A lot of times law enforcement gets the bad name. I mean, it's we walk into a restaurant to grab a bite to eat, and all of a sudden somebody says jokingly, they don't mean anything by it, but it's like, oh, they're here to get you or whatever, because we do arrest people, but it's a small number of the people that we truly interact with. We try to help far, far more people than what we arrest. So sometimes when that parent or whoever says, oh, yep, they're here to get you, the kid's like, okay, is this a good person or a bad person? And then I think what I would hope is the public would realize, no, we are good people. We are here to help you. And it's kind of ironic or whatever. I mean, when you get pulled over for drunk driving or whatever, they're all upset or whatever. I mean, that the deputy or the city officer or the trooper is there. But when your house is being broken into, that you can't get there soon enough to help them. So realize that the vast majority of what we do is truly to help people. And if just because we pull somebody over for OWI, our goal on that isn't to punish that person or whatever, but it's to prevent that person from driving down the road another 3 miles and going head on into a family and killing them. That's why we do what we do.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Oh, just thanks for their support. Thank you guys for all your support. We work very closely together on if we're trying to get out information or to solve things. And the public does do a great job of assisting us with that. And I'm just very appreciative of it.
Thanks to Sheriff Jason Sandholt for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.